Akunya anumodana. Okay. May my virtuous teacher, helpful guidance, my dear mother and father, share the merits accrued by this meritorious deed. Then after that, you do it to all the special beings. Surya and Chandima King, the devas of sun and moon. All virtuous human beings, Brahmas, Devas, Mara and Indras, Tavatinsa Devas. The world protecting Devas means Dharma protector and all those things. Share these merits. Then even Devas of the underworld, Yama, human friends, indifferent ones, enemy too, may all be happy sharing my merits. May the triple happiness be attained now, after death, and finally Nibbana. Soon, may all gain release from evil by this meritorious deed and through this sharing. Gain release from evil. This one is very good. Soon indeed may I attain to the good, to cutting off craving and attachment, and all that is low in this flux of being, while striving for my deliverance. This one also very good. May such evil everywhere be destroyed, as one reappear, existence after existence. May there be an upright mind, thoughtful wisdom, purity and energy. See, this one very well translated. Upright mind, thoughtful wisdom. Means you are very, very thoughtful. You are not selfish. A lot of purity and energy. Then may evil personified as Mara. You see? You can never know Mara attack us. He said, may evil personified as Mara never approach me through the power of my action and energy, through such power as the Buddha Dharma's lofty supreme. Then after that, is it the lordly lone Buddha, any of highest lord of the Arya Sangha, even out to my final birth, may evil never approach me. It's all the evil forces. If you do the sharing of merits and invoke all this, what they call affirmation, it can help you to avert a lot of this, what they call evil. Because you send and share merits to all those devas up there, et cetera. Especially this one, Surya and Chandima King, the devas of the sun and the moon, not only earth now, all virtuous human beings now. Then Brahma, balance of deva, and Tavatinsa devas, and the world protecting deva, share this merit. So every time you share merits with them like that, they will have a lot of what they call joy. Then they will actually protect you. And because you invoke this through sharing, through merits, it has this power to become something like, through the nature's law, you can actually realize that aspiration or invocation. Yeah, you share merit with all the merit with all these great beings, and they are also cultivated, most of them. So because of that, this is a very good sutta. I think after reading it, it's only the translation different. I think Brother T could be correct. The page 26 and 27 could be the one. I think it's quite similar, except their translation run different. Chief Reverend very accurate. Most of it is the same. It's the translation. Good. Okay. So we have chanted the same thing but in Pali. Okay. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Actually, we are very fortunate. We got be very good Pali chanting. The vibration very good. I think they rejoice. They really rejoice. Then she asked like, gifted in this. She said she naturally liked it. In Thailand, I remember, one of the spiritual trees, she told me. Then I say, you have affinity with Sri Lanka and India. All the Paritta chanting. So very good. I rejoice. Thank you so much. So now you got another half an hour or so. You got any question and things to report? If you don't have, I will explain this one more time. Because just now you all heard him be reporting. She talked to the top. Then after that, somehow she just sat, relaxed. Then the awareness came. He detected the heartbeat, remember? Oh, then exactly like I say, after a while, it started to slow down, slow down, slow down. That is very good. That's all. That is a T. Yeah. It's just aware, aware, aware. Then you can see this heartbeat slowing down. Who slow down? Where your mind become quiet, silent, no thought. Otherwise, a lot of thinking, a lot of stress. Then this one, puah, puah, stronger, stronger. So you need to have a relaxed, silent mind. Then this one will all become like slow down, slow down. Because the vibration is different. When you don't think, you reach the very fine sati vibration, awareness vibration. So here I draw one thought, two thought. You can meditate until you have the silent mind. The space between thought become more and more, understand? Then extended. Sometimes the whole sitting, 1 hour, almost 80-90% is all no thought, just aware. You know how much merit, this is pure thought, no? They say, pure awareness. The pure thought already powerful, without evil root, very wholesome, very pure. But this one is silent, no? With your nature, no? Pure awareness. No? This one is even more powerful. And this one is even more meritorious. That's why this space, there is silence, there is peace, there is tranquility, there is stillness. Understand? Stillness because no thought. That's why you become very still. And you're aware of the stillness, aware of the silence, I told you. Remember? Silence of nature, the essence of mind perceive it. So now you're aware. You will perceive all this. That's why it come and become peace. Peace means very peaceful. No thought, sure peaceful. No thought means what? No fear, no worry, no sankara, no delusion, and no clinging, no grasping. You don't do anything. Sure, go back to natural state. Peaceful, aware. That's why this silence is very important. It is peace. It is tranquility. It means stillness. Complete stillness. That's why tranquility and stillness. So if you cultivate form of meditation or lying down, if you can just, like I told you, after anapanasati, when it becomes very stable, that mindfulness, then it becomes subtle. Then you just silent. Then you see what happened. Don't go and do sitting touching. Then after that, this breathing, you realize the very subtle breathing, you can detect again. And we will know. Then even after that, you lower it to the heart. Oh, you detect everything, the heartbeat, the vibration. Then you put anywhere in your body, you detect. That's why this sati is different. Then when you can just stay there, and it doesn't run out, I tell you, you purify very fast. Your heedlessness go very fast. But that one, in the form of meditation, asana, you need to come out and train in the daily mindfulness. That's why there is one part in this, what they call Buddha Sutta. I hope I can get the page. Just like I saw, the Buddha mentioned here.
Yeah, in the Sutta. Yes, no, not mentioned. M-E-N-T-I-O-N.
Okay, the Buddha said, By not practicing mindfulness constantly in our daily life, see? Understand? Understand? We impede our own spiritual progress. This is what the Buddha say, you know, not I say, you know. That's why now you know why daily mindfulness is so important. When we allow our mind to dwell on unwholesome thought, what is unwholesome thought? Self-delusion, condition, evil root and all those things, that thought, that condition, fear, worry, anxiety, selfishness, and the evil root, they are all unwholesome thought. And hitters people always use that, understand? And you somehow allow your mind to dwell, knowing that it creates so much suffering and misery to you, then you still dwell on it, Why you dwell on it? Because you think by thinking you can solve your problem, understand? It's just like you holding on to the red hot iron ball, because you very, very unhappy, So what you do? You think and think and think, Then when you think you can get solution. Your solution is what? Why that fellow did that to me? This is creating more evil, but you never know. You thought, next time, if this happen again, or I see this guy again, I'm going to do all this. That's why your mind, when it's deluded and have this ego, it doesn't know how to act. So the Buddha said, when we allow our mind to dwell in unwholesome thought, we may even commit grievous wrong. Karmically very severe. So this is what you need to be careful. Page 1. I just closed. Page 76, the second paragraph. That's why you need to cultivate mindfulness, daily mindfulness. If you don't do it, by not practicing mindfulness constantly in daily life or activity, you will get into that problem. Okay? So this part, understand? Now you know why you need the awareness. Without awareness, there is no space between thought. You think a lot. You are heedless. So, mindfulness is very important. So, in the formal meditation, very easy. Like now, Ing Bi also can feel. Even our sister Christine and a few, they can feel. When you're silent and aware, like she said, she can feel everything inside. That the distant sound, everything. And this one, quite a number can do it. When you're just silent. Even me from experience, the silent, I think while lying down, she told me, it's very different now. The peace within, the silence and all things. So, that is a deep, understand? So, if you cannot do that in a formal meditation, how can you have that in the daily life? That's why you have to really determine and make aspiration by the power. But when you can do it in a formal meditation, your merit is different or not. That's why I say in a retreat, continuously mindfulness or silent mind over continuity of a few days, your virtue, your nature and state of mind is different. Because when you cultivate this type of thing, not only 10 meritorious action, you cultivate silence to connect to your true mind. Actually, every moment of silence, they say, one moment of pure thought without evil root is already so much merit. This one is beyond thought, just aware. That's why awareness is very, very powerful. So when you understand, then you cultivate more and more of this silent mist. When you stay anchored to the heart initially, later on you don't need. Because I found it very useful when I anchor to the heart. But this is a seat of consciousness. So every time awareness comes from here, any sense door also comes from here. That's why when lightning strike, the fear comes from where? You can feel in your heart in there. Correct? This is the source, seat of consciousness. So if you anchor here, it's fully aware, like I tell you, attentive. Then when it's attentive, if you can stay there and be aware of this heartbeat, then it's slower. And then still, silent mind. And there is pasati. When that one arrives, there is no activity, no thought. And that space between thought can be very long, I tell you. But then after that, you have a lot of joy. Then you realize, not long, if you can really do it, if your daily mindfulness comes in, the wisdom pick up, it can enter cessation. One moment, you already Arya. If it's cessation that goes in for quite a while, means you have your higher cultivation from the past. Very likely, you are walking the Bodhisattva way. Otherwise, you cannot go into cessation that long. Yeah. Except the Arahant. The Arahant also can go in for 7 days, 7 nights if they want to. But the danger is, like I say, let people know. Otherwise, they check, no heartbeat, nothing. Then they say, send to hospital, no breathing, no heartbeat. What the doctor say? Give you a death certificate. Then they go for ceremony, cremate your body. And 7 days is too long. Normal is 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, the week. So if people, but actually they should know, because it's different for a dead body. It's not cold, not like the dead body suddenly become very cold. No, not really warm. No heartbeat, no activity, everything stopped. Like a dead body. No wind element, pure stillness. Even pure awareness also don't have. No vibration, nothing. Everything cease. Then, doctor say, heartbeat pun tada, apa pun tada. So how? Have to sign a letter. But if you understand, if you feel the body even after a while, a few hours, if not cold, don't do anything. Chances is. But provided he's a cultivator, that's why you don't panic. So last time what happened was, during that time, I know. So when I went in, I made determination. I don't want to go in too long. And then I come out. Then later on, I did tell my wife also. I hinted to him. I said, if I somehow like totally no power, nothing, don't panic. Because sometimes you don't know. You may be at home, then the condition come, then the form and mind just went into it. If you don't tell her or your loved one, he will panic. Suddenly, why? No breath, nothing. Then cannot even wake him up. Because the cessation is very different. It come out by itself. But you must make some aspiration. Then I realized, I cannot go in long one because I walk this way. Otherwise, it sees until cannot come out, cannot pull out. Then I realize that mind come out automatically, very fast. That's why after that I know already. This is what I did. Otherwise, I cannot have this supramundane mind. You will go into cessation, then too still until you cannot pull it out. Then when I heard my teacher mention that, then I know already. Because I no need to pull. It just come out. Because the mind might collapse, then it just come out. Initially, when you want to walk the path as a bodhisattva, you have to make vow and all things. Then you use love and compassion to pull. Remember? Love and compassion. Otherwise, you cannot come back to this world. Love and compassion is pure thought. So it's like driving force, but it's not a craving force. It's a driving force, but still within the mundane. That's why it can come back. No need delusion. Delusion, of course, sure rebirth one. No need to wait. But this one, because you are Arahant already, you got the wisdom, there's no delusion. So actually no rebirth consciousness. But they all, the Bodhisattva, are very wise. Love and compassion. They make vow. To save the living being. So this love and compassion, which is so pure, the mind can come back again. Because of that vow. To come back to save the limitless living being. That's why very long, the cultivation. Like Astaga Bodhisattva. Not until hell is empty. He doesn't want to be the Sammasambuddha. How you think he almost Buddha already. No wisdom. He has a lot of wisdom, but he doesn't want to finish out. He wants to continue to come. Because they are very near, like Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. He still called Bodhisattva. Why? Manjusri. Why? Who said, They can become Buddha anytime actually, but they don't. Because of love and compassion, they want to save beings. They want to really, really come back and play their role. So this is part and parcel of different bodhisattvas' vow on the soul. Sometimes they purposely make a vow that is so heavy that block the enlightenment, fully enlightenment, and they purposely on the soul. Because otherwise, you finish, then the nature around, but you cannot come back, That's why Sakyamuni, when he becomes Samasambuddha, the nature is there, but he cannot come back for another, what they call, the 31 plane existence, because you perfect, you become the one. But you have faith in him, that nature just manifests, That's why you have affinity with the Triple Gem. When you cultivate, like my second teacher said, the nature of the Buddha and the great Bodhisattva, they are ever radiating, only for the cultivator of the way, the real cultivator. That's why you must develop this ability to cultivate and connect. When you can connect, means you have the cup, then you can receive. Otherwise, you two hands put out. A lot sift through us. Then evaporate away. But in the cup, very easy. Can take or can go inside your nature. Okay. Anybody want to ask question or report me? Brother Tay, yes. Yeah. Pass the mic to him. Yeah.
You say that the person who have attained enlightenment, let's say in the case of an arahant or anagamin, when he goes into Nirodha Samapatti. So for us human, we would not be able to detect, that his pulse and all those, so he appears clinically dead.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. No breathing, nothing, and nothing, no activity. Yeah.
But the
pure awareness also ceases, because the form and mind cease. Mm-hmm. There is no consciousness inside anymore.
All right.
It is the unconditioned.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But the funny thing is, that body didn't die.
Right.
Because of the pure energy.
So in this case, although we humans, the friends, relatives, family members, when he's in a monastery, we may not know, since we don't have psychic ability.
No need psychic one.
Yeah, no need psychic, yeah.
Because it won't become cold, understand?
Okay, but the devas, I believe, they would know, isn't it? And they will tip off those.
Unless you are like me and Mimi, they all where you can communicate. Otherwise, how? He talk to you, you will panic down there. You try to wake up that person, but you don't worry. If people are going through that, they know.
That based on this assumption, surely when, this person is in Nirodha Samapatti, the devas would be able to know what state of mind they
are. Definitely.
Isn't it?
So that's why King Saka's seat become hot.
So obviously they will come and do something to
It depends. If there is condition, they can contact you. Your deva cannot contact you because you don't have the ability. Your consciousness trapped inside, you cannot see them. Then you cannot even perceive that you think a lot. Unless you silent, then you allow them to come in. And then the message can come. But message come, you tell people, hey, I receive message. You say, you cheesy. Message from who? Oh, up there. Unless you really go through it, you cannot understand. That's why all these devas, they can even enter the medium's body, then come out and talk. That day, your weakness are the three of them. And me doesn't know Mandarin. Then he speak the type of Mandarin. heard, but Masuri heard, so he can repeat what you tell me. Very, very, very authoritative one, the person. That's why she said, the first few times come in, the one with the mudra, when you all chant the what, in Metta Sutta, that one very graceful one. Then with the lotus like that one, I think the finger like that, then up here like that. Some movement like that, and like that. Very graceful, and then end like that. So I say, is it the same one? Oh no, relative, you're very authoritative. He said, very powerful. I said, oh. Can, no problem. Yeah. Your phone, very easy. Because she when in that state, she only can feel, because she aware, but she cannot see herself. So you record, she can go back and have a look. Cannot on. Even you record also don't come on. Like Pema Suri said, 你一份, 你也有一份. Then I Joyce find that 你也有一份. 你听到吗? 你懂得怎样做吗? Mandarin. Oh, you don't have to know one, because what you did was very good. Your hand like that.
Then she know how to.
Yeah. Oh, means it condition you to do. Yeah, because your nature know. It's just like Christina. The hand know how to go there one. Who teach her? Nobody teach her. Understand? Then it starts to move. Understand? Then he realized suddenly he's so aware. Understand? Because this is a seat of consciousness. This is actually near the gateway. Then after that, the nature know supposed to heal her, the leg and all that. And then it come down to the tantra. Whoa, hot like everything. Then all the thing happen in the leg, you say. Then after that, a lot of water. No gas. Go to the toilet. Took a long time to pass it out. So this type of healing thing or whatever, the nature know what to do. Then you don't understand how you think people tell you story. It's like that one. Because you cannot understand. Everyone is different. Cultivation is different. And I already told you, to be able to come, your parami is already very special, I tell you. So there's a lot of you don't know who you are. Your conscious mind doesn't know. But you have your past. And it's the timing. That's why I say this year, Dhamma will flourish for the Kayanamitta, I tell you. Sadhu. Can. Yeah. Let me phone share.
Hello. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's probably Ajahn Brahm who told this incident, which is real, that one of the lay person, and he decided to meditate. So he told the wife, "I'm going to meditate in the room." So he went in and sat there, and for many hours. And then the wife went in and looked at him and checked him. He was so still, and there was no breath. And so the wife panicked, called ambulance, and sent him. This happened in Australia. Sent him to the hospital. And then at the emergency room, they put the
electric shock.
Yeah.
To make
something
them
like
conscious.
And he was still unconscious. Then it so happened that the doctor on duty is an Indian.
Oh.
And so when the wife said that the husband was meditating, he has some reservation, even though medically everything is dead, you know, clinically dead.
Yeah.
So the doctor said, just leave the body there. For a while or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then suddenly, after I don't know how long, and this person just
conscious,
sat up.
Conscious
and then
again.
Look at, why am I here? Where am I? And why are y'all here looking at me? And then the wife was so upset and was, don't ever do this ever to me. Because the wife thought he's dead.
Yeah. Apparently
that the husband feedback, so the question is, what were you doing? And the husband said, oh, this is the first time I really let go. He let go and then he went into this.
There are two types. Please. Nirodha Sahampati, you can go in with the jhana. Understand? Jhana. At fourth jhana, also equanimity. Everything very still, very peaceful. The jhana factor all there. That one is not the real one. Understand? That one a lot of people do. Because Nirodha Sahampati is a type of samadhi. Understand? It's called cessation samadhi, but actually they are in one pointedness, no thought. It's not the nibbana type. The nibbana type one is different. Not only no thought, pure awareness also no more. That's why there is nothing. You cannot talk, you cannot speak. Then you know what? Before it happened, you keep it to yourself. You have to have the wisdom. Completely you cannot develop any clinging already. Then you sleep. Then all of a sudden, it's very still, very silent, then nothing. Then because your wisdom is so high, you reach a level where you know sankara, no meaning. Think also like that, don't think also like that. Now can die also, no problem. Because it's only thought. So what happened after you have the wisdom very stable, everything you see, you understand the characteristic. The condition right there. Then that wisdom, very stable one. Then everything, that time I remember, I look at the tree, I know already. I look at the building, I look at every phenomenon, it's all like that. Then you realize sankara is like that. Anicchang, dukkang, anatta. Then funny, you know, this maya, meditation, very simple, took go inside. No, you listen, I explain, then you know. When you went into that at the time, you know what happened? Everything's still. But the pure awareness still there. Understand? Yeah, that one can stay there very long. Then all of a sudden, when it's cessation, the three areas of consciousness just return. Then after that, cease. Completely cease. No awareness, nothing. But who knows? The five aggregate of form and mind, when the awareness is there, before it ceases, that fellow know. That's why the form and mind know. Pachetang. But when that thing happened, completely, five aggregate cease. Completely, no form, no mind, no consciousness, pure awareness also don't have. That's why it's the unconditioned. No thought, nothing. Then it connects to the nature. Then it's like they call nibbana, understand? That's why I say keep it to yourself. Don't simply go and say. Never mind that one. If they got condition, they listen. Then means they have affinity. But if they got negativity, also, what can we do? Understand? Because this is what I share based on my understanding. So if you check textbook, too bad. Textbook will tell you what Nibbana is, but don't explain how it happened. The Buddha just says cessation of form and mind. Third noble truth, you remember? Cessation of form and mind, Nibbana. So if you have not developed the experience, not experience, it's a realization. The thought realizes itself and ceases. Means the five degrees of form and mind realizes itself, ceases. Return back to that, the original nature or true nature or the source. That's why no word, nothing on. You cannot talk about it on. So this is, if you want to know, you meditate. Develop the diligence, the faith, and go. Earlier, no condition, that's why I cannot share. Otherwise, no meaning. People think, impossible, how can? Understand? But it is up to you, understand? Because the thought, the conscious mind, always have this type of doubt one. Understand? Because they look at what? External form, understand? They say Sotapan also cannot find. Then how can a lay person be better than Sangha? So all this is depend on how you perceive things. But you have the affinity, the condition, as you cultivate when you are in the spiritual field, you will come to witness a lot of them. That's why I say very rare, but yet you can have affinity and meet up with all those. That's why my teacher all those things. I just look around. How come I can meet all these people? And it's supposed to be very rare, you know? And I don't know them or not. And I said, they come from all over the place. One from New Zealand. Then there is another one, I think, from Thailand. A Chinese tribe from Thailand. Then a few places. Then there is another one. Oh, that one, the second last one, is from Malaysia, Penang. Oh, you all Penang, you don't know. From Penang. Ah, OUG, yes. Then migrate to Australia. We better end. 9:25 already. You got a question. Yes. From the Nirodha, I don't know. You go and find out. That one really I cannot tell you, because I don't go into that for too long, and nobody call me. The pillar, Asoka pillar. Then what happened? Nirodha. In the ocean. Is it? Then after that, they call him or not? The Zen story different. The Zen story is no need to do anything. Bring the bell, put the ear there, ting, come back. I don't know true or not. The Zen story say like that. We have this consciousness that imprint, then it trigger. But sometimes they go deep into it too long, it becomes so still. Like everything is so still. Then you cannot actually do anything. You have to wait for it to come out. But there is no condition or not. That's not. It's beyond the condition world. Burn the body. Burn the body. No, I was told there was one case they cremate the body. So you have to be careful. Sometimes all this sensation, when you happen to have it, initially it's always a glimpse, I tell you. Yeah, I went through the process, I know. The glimpse. After the glimpse, you understand very fast. That you have taken that longer way, you very fast connect and you will come to understand. Then everything that you have cultivated and done will come back to you. That's why you can understand a lot of things. Then your vow and everything, one by one, when the condition arrives, it will tell you, this is what you vow, that's why things is like that. This is what you vow, that's why things is like that. Then you can check on. Then all these are, that's why it's beyond thought on. Not thought based on. This one is consciousness, awareness from the nature. Very different. So when you inherit the spiritual perfection, that thing come, that vibration and all those things is from the awareness, not a thought. So that's why you have to connect first. Then when you are connected, you move very fast. asana, like Mimi in Uttayasana. After that, automatically she will meditate. She last time business one, number one also one, career. Want to make a lot of money. He said, if she really go for it, she can be very rich. Asana. But after Uttayasana come back, different already. Come and talk to me. Pratiwa, I think I shouldn't work anymore. I should think about retirement. Well, then Dhamma. Everything is Dhamma. That's how you connect. Very strange. Huh? Last time she said, she let Pa only go with Tyson. Because she doesn't know what it is. She heard people say, nah, he want to follow. It's not he want to follow, then nature want to follow. And it's meant to be. Last one to come. No? Then everything just happened, unfold. Yeah, the mic. Pass the mic.
You see, once I sign up for the trip, so the strange part is, I felt a lot of joy, you know, and I was telling my husband, I was joking with him, I said, could it be my past life is from China? I'm going to China, and I don't know why I'm so happy. The peace. The joy and peace is within me. And I was telling myself, could it be last time maybe from China, Beijing lah? Because the first stop is Beijing. I never thought of wow, the Manjushri Bodhisattva, I don't even know how he looked like.
Manjushri is.
But the joy is there, you know. Yeah. And the second strange part is, the moment I'm at that stop, I can feel the energy. And when I'm up there, I tell you, I'm totally changed into a different person.
Yeah.
I don't like to talk. Every morning, 2 o'clock, I will wake up, and then I totally want to keep to myself.
Yeah, silent. Yeah.
Then the next thing is, the first day I was wearing an energy helmet. That means a lot of energy is around me.
Yeah.
So I say, wow.
It's not a real helmet, no. The energy create like a helmet.
Every morning I wake up 2 o'clock. I say, what to do? Why this place? And we come back quite late, and I don't feel tired at all. This is how lah. So maybe we are organizing a trip to Ermeisan, which is Pusian Way place. Hopefully you can join us. Huh?
Ermeisan.
Ermeisan.
There the elephant one.
十大愿 的菩萨啦，啊，有 friend 啊。
The one on virtue one.
Yeah.
She got very, very good cultivation. The vow teach you how to perfect the virtue one. Yeah, the elephant.
Because that place is really very beautiful. I've been there.
Yeah, it's really
very, very beautiful. Mm. I think of all the way places in terms of vegetation, I think that is one of the I'm going. I go there also, I tell you. I go there. Straight away, I went into a shrine hall. I just sit and meditate. And the energy is like... And then the mudra
come.
So if you want to connect yourself back with Pusian, go to Ermeisan.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sadhu. Okay, we do the sharing. We are 9:30 already. We do the sharing of marriage, transfer of marriage, then you make aspiration. Okay, we do the Pali and the English version. Akasata ca bumata devanaga mahindika punyantang anumoditwa cirang rakkantu loka sasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power, share this merit, and may they long protect the dispensation. Ta vata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang menyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menyatinang hotu Sukita hontu nyatayo Kidang me nyati nang hotu Sukita hontu nyatayo. Let these merits accrue to departed relatives and all those who can receive them, and may they all do be well and happy. Okay, then the expression. Himina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patiya. By the grace of these merits that we have thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish, but only the wise and enlightened one, until Nibbana is realized. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you pay respect. There's one last part I forgot to tell you. Because up there, I want to know. Suddenly, while I was sharing a merit, suddenly, one more part you didn't tell. I said, what part? Then I realized it was about that cessation. So, you pay respect first, then after I tell you. You see? Oh, okay, wait for the rest. Yeah, Ho Xiong. A lot of fragrant, like incense like that. Then the other thing is, we are the one to know, so we have to let them know. You see, I told you the three areas of consciousness go back to the heart area there. And you know what happened? The brain here, normally with the consciousness here, a lot of activity one. Understand? It's like a dynamo. Understand? You know what is a dynamo? Turns like that. Because every time it's active. Because the memory is there. Thought is responding. Unless you got wisdom. Otherwise this one will keep on arising. Then what happened? When this consciousness returned, everything, I realized here, completely nothing. You know what is nothing? No consciousness, nothing. The whole brain is without consciousness. But there is a type of pure energy. The reason why I know is when it come out. When it come out, because I already developed the stability awareness. When I come out of that nirodha or the cessation, not me, the thing just came out. Because it's the unconscious. When it came out, zoom, the first consciousness go up here. And because I was fully aware, zoom, like the dynamo start again. Zoom. And that time was pure, no thought, nothing. And it was running like no sound. Then the other area of consciousness come out. Then I know how human beings take birth. How life come to be from the source. How it split into all this. Then this one start to activate again, the brain. Then from there, still very calm, very still. Then when it come out, like I told you all, on the way getting down last time, after that momentary cessation, I saw the sense data coming in. Then this computer, not the computer, the brain up there, then how it processed. That's why I can be at the moment of perception, or I can just silence generally, then I see. Then I realized this fellow, without consciousness, cannot operate. Understand? A human being's problem is all the life force, energy, and the consciousness you put up here, 90%. Then when you're emotional and suffering, you put another 30-40% down here. Understand? Because thought, condition, feeling. When you have suffering, you have misery, you become very, very emotional, a lot of grief, a lot of sorrow, and that one take out a lot of energy on, Thinking also take out a lot of energy. So all your energy is drained. That's why you become very weak, understand? That negative energy, somehow, the fear, the worry, the anxiety. Then, of course, some, they strengthen the Tan Tian, they send it there, actually all this energy is supposed to go to the gateway to transform inside. And so that's why later on I come to know, actually, in a way, quite stupid. Use the pure energy to clear my... Last time I told you I fell when I was younger. I detect the block there. Then I just silent and aware there. Oh, it clear, but take a long time. Wow, that type of energy, you use it there. Luckily, I went to Singapore, that China Qigong guy, the expert, 2 feet away his hand. Wow, clear. Actually, no need to go and do it yourself. You look for the Qigong fellow, they have a lot of qi. Then very fast. But that one meant to be. He like, no. He saw the group of us. He looked at everybody. Then, like, he got joy. Then after that, he thought. Then he looked at me. You got any question? I got no more Dharma question. Then I just say, I have a fall when I was very young. Then this part, I say, it's like something blocked there, I can feel. I say, oh, he smiled. He said, come, sit down. He said, oh, sit down. Put a chair. I sat down. Then he asked me to take out my shirt, then expose the part. Then he just, his hand is 2 feet away. He just moved like that. And I felt the energy coming in. Wow, the whole area, like, there's a little bit of heat, slowly below. Then after that, no more already. That blood clot or whatever, gone. And then after that, I completely, no need to do anything else. I check, no more already. So that's how I think that healed me. But later on, when I met the massage lady, you remember? Oh, you know her. Oh, you have. Was so fast. We don't know her one. She also doesn't know us. My wife's cat alone go, so asked me to go. I said, okay, go. Then my wife say, you want to start first? I said, okay, start first. So, massage her. But I know she's very professional. Because her hand, the movement, are very skillful and got a lot of strength. Yeah. Then you know what happened? After she massaged my back a few times, you know what he asked me? He said, what happened to your back? Did you have any accident or fell? I said, yeah, when I was very young, I stepped on a banana skin and I fly like somersault and very bad. He said, I don't know why you can still walk. Her hand go through, she will know what happened to your backbone, the sacral. He said, the whole thing at the back there is smashed out. And I look at her. I said, oh, like that. But I'm okay, Then you know what she did? She continued the massage. Then all of a sudden, she can see, there is something there. Don't try to know. Then she was so happy, Then the message came to her. Then she asked me, I saw something. Can I discuss with you or can I say it out? For me, very simple. You can see means what? You got affinity. Then you know what happened? I said, you can see, you got affinity. Say lah. And I said, oh, then she tell me. No wonder now I know why you can walk and all those things. You got something very powerful underneath protecting you, is it? Then after that, I say, I know. He said, you know? I say, yeah, I know. Because somehow my nature know when she say that. Then he said, do you know came from where? I say, I know. Because I got affinity, Guan Yin always protect me. Then he say, when I mention Guan Yin, he say, how you know? I say, I just know. Then he say, that one represent something from the 10 direction Buddha in this universe. And delivered by Guan Yin. Put it like that. Yes, sir. Otherwise, my life very short, I tell you. So all this like fairy tale, give it to yourself. Okay, we stop. No. From here, come out again. Initially, three areas of consciousness. This one go into the gateway. Then the heart one also go into the gateway. The tantien also go into the gateway. Then cease. Yes, sir. Completely cease. Then the whole thing like take. No breathing, everything don't have. Yes or not? But you didn't die. Yes or not? The brain totally no conscious. I know. When I come out of it, initially it was like blank. Yes or not? Completely don't have. Then when this one come out, zoom, the energy went out, the consciousness went out. The moment it went out, it start no zoom, like dynamo like that. Or then I saw the activity start to, like memory, everything. Then the consciousness can create thought already, can perceive things and can do all the same. That's how I know the aggregate answer. I went through all this. But that time, you are not ready. So how to talk about all the essential Dhamma also do not understand. That's why very difficult. I have to really inquire, how can I let the living being understand? So I have to come up with a lot of analogy and example, like the driver and the car. Remember? Then I had to draw the physics experiment. Because initially I thought everybody was somewhat like me, you know, can understand very fast or not. Then when I came out to share, nobody can even understand 10% of what I say. Then I realized, not right really. So that's why I finally reflect on them. Then the nature tell me, the basic essential Dhamma also they don't know. Four noble truths also they don't know. They only know the words as well. That's why I got to start all over again. Like teaching the kindergarten, how to write ABC, then form words as well. Then after that, only teach you how to make sentences as well. All this process. Now you go and rest, Mrs. So. Oh, you okay? You understand for a while? Oh, yes. Okay, sadhu. No problem. Go there and walk if you want. We end already, yeah? We are finished already, yeah? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. We use the closing, yeah? We do the Thai tradition.
Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sangho sanghang namami.
Okay, we rejoice the final time.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Okay, we rest. Okay.